all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
FM News Talk time, it's 11:06. I'm John Potter, live and local, and our newest employee in the news department at 99.1 FM Talk, Greg Neft. This is your life.
Uh-oh. I wasn't expecting this. Oh, my goodness. Is there a cake?
Now, when I say, this is your life, yeah. Everybody under the age of 50 doesn't know what that refers to. There was a show called This Is Your Life.
That's right.
And they profile you for a half hour. That's what we're doing with you.
Oh, boy.
You're the new guy here.
Yeah.
And you just posted, we just had our biographies posted on 99.1fmtalk.com.
Oh, that picture. Oh, my. That picture of me. I'm a little less than flattered, but that's all right.
And this is amazing, your background here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. You were on the air with the BBC and the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. How did you get those gigs? Did you fake an Aussie accent?
Good day. Shrimp by the Bobby, mate? No. Well, the Australian Broadcasting Company gig actually came from a transfer trip. I get to know the country trip. And they when I went there, it was an exchange program. And when I went to Australia, it was actually kind of funny. I actually got a chance to go to the museum where they founded Qantas, the Australian National Airline. And the week before, John Travolta had flown his 707, and we were the second group of Americans to actually visit. And, there were pictures of John Travolta all over the place, taking pictures with museum staff and all
so
that.
So that's how close you got to John Travolta next to his picture.
Just next to his picture and his plane. The 707 was still there. He had long since departed back to Tampa, but...
So that brings up an interesting thing. I mean, we've both been in the news business a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What celebrities... have you either interviewed or met during your news career?
Bryan Cranston. I met him over at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia in 2016 when I covered that. He was walking along. I'm like, Walter White, Heisenberg.
Oh, he loves that, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. And he's like, yeah, man, shook my hand, took a picture and everything. He was great. He was absolutely awesome. Louis Gossett Jr., he actually sat with me at my talk show. Great guy. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet. And I said, do the line. Mayonnaise. I'm like, oh, it's magical. It's wonderful. I mean, yeah. So you get a chance to, if you get into this business, you will meet some famous people.
That's some are super cool.
No, they
aren't
are.
They?
Yeah.
I met, just give you three or four, I met Larry King.
Oh, really?
And I swear he spent the entire time flirting and coming on to my young female camera person. Never even looked at me. Walter Cronkite, because I worked for CBS Radio in Boston, and his office was a couple of doors down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is after he had done the CBS Evening News, and they gave Grandpa Cronkite an office in Boston just to do mainly his personal stuff because they didn't give him much to do. And he lived around Boston, but he'd always have that smiling face in the hallway. And the two things he cherished more than anything was civility and language, the English language, because us young kids, we talk in the hallway and Walter would come up and he'd go, "No, why do you talk that way?"
So, that's awesome.
And Bobby Riggs, right after he right after he lost to Billie Jean King, he was out going town to town selling sugar daddy lollipops. And he was drunk.
Oh, no.
So those are my most memorable. I almost interviewed Tommy Lasorda, but when I was walking toward him, he shot me the dirtiest look. So then I just backed away.
That actually happened to me with Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys, it was the last season at RFK. I went to school in the Washington, D.C. area.
Yeah.
And I got... By luck and happenstance, I got to cover the Washington Redskins for the radio station that I used to work for. And I got to spend every Sunday on the sideline, every single home game for a college kid. Oh, yeah. And get paid for it, too? Oh, yes. But in any case, you know, I saw Jerry Jones. It was the last game at RFK for the Redskins, the Washington Redskins at the time. And I said, you know what? I'm going to go get Jerry Jones to talk about this. And so
you're bold.
You got to be in this business.
Yeah.
So I started walking toward him, and he was walking away. Like, Mr. Jones, Mr. Jones, I had my microphone out, and he was having absolutely none of it. And he just walked into the private little area in his tunnel and walked away. I was like, oh, well, at least I tried.
The one that got away.
Yeah.
Back to your bio on our website, Greg Neft. Outside the newsroom, he enjoys craft beer.
Yes.
I like how you emphasize outside the newsroom.
Outside the newsroom.
No, with yes. a beer. With the beer outside. It's outside the newsroom.
I promise I'm not drunk on the air. No.
See, now here, Phil and I, we do it inside. So, yeah, you didn't know about that. Okay.
What?
You like, it says you like road trips. So sure. Where to?
We just came back from Walla Walla, Washington, Washington State Wine Country. A lot of fun. If you've never been up there, it's like Napa, except it won't cost you your entire mortgage payment. You know, to
nice tip.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot of fun. They have the same exact experiences. We just got back from San Diego over the summer. Of course, you know, that was a long drive. Oh, and we actually went to the Caribbean, which is not a road trip, but we had so much fun there. It was so cool.
Where in the Caribbean?
The Dominican Republic.
Okay. I was Costa Rica.
Okay.
By Dominical, which is by the capital, San Jose, Costa mm-hmm. Rica.
Sure.
And it's like a rural Mexico like it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I rode a lot in beds of pickup trucks to get around.
Mm-hmm.
People giving me lifts and roadside seafood cups for a dollar.
Yeah.
So would you go back to...
Totally.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I'll just give you a little quick story. My girlfriend and I, we decided to do the real estate tour for Americans. They love American dollars in the DR, in the Dominican Republic.
You were thinking of getting an expat place? Or
You know what? At the price I'm about to quote you on what we could buy in the Dominican Republic. So I don't know if you've ever been to Puerto Plata. It's on the north coast. Beautiful place against a mountainside, the beach, the bay. It's gorgeous. It's a beautiful old city from, like, I guess the 1600s. You can get a three-story bungalow. That you'd find in Southern California hanging off of Malibu with, you know, rooftop access, glass staircase. I mean, just beautiful. Guess the price.
Good Lord. Is it by the ocean?
You can oversee the ocean. It overlooks the ocean. It's on the mountainside.
450,000.
Nope. 280 U.S.
Bam.
Yeah. I mean, in a beautiful neighborhood, you can see everything. I mean, we could see the cruise terminal. I mean, this was a beautiful home, brand new. They just finished it. LED lighting, stainless steel appliances. I mean, hardwood floors, every convenience that you possibly want. This was not a starter home for 200. And I'm not selling anything. I'm not trying to, you know, steer you that
what
way.
What are you doing here?
be a remote
actually,
worker.
Actually, Greg, you and I could right now be living by the ocean like kings right now. Your girlfriend might not like it, but you and I could be by the ocean.
We could be beach buddies.
What you said about looking at homes there, that's what happened to me in Costa Rica. I thought, wow, this is such a great place. I'm going to call a real estate agent and look at some homes here. That's it was phenomenal. Well, this real estate agent took me to a house that had included with the house came this housekeeper guy.
Oh, really?
And he was like, he came with the house.
A manservant.
A manservant. And he had a little house in the backyard, and he was so proud of it. He showed me, you know, oh, I got a washer and a dryer. You're going to buy, right? You're going to buy. And he came with it.
Yeah.
It's like indentured servitude out there.
Yeah.
Said, we could live like kings.
Absolutely. Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Surf's up. I'll grab a surfboard. We'll have fun every day. At night.
Your girlfriend may not like it.
Oh, she was on board. We're talking about retiring there.
And also, you like downhill skiing.
Yes.
Wow. What's a great place for that?
Mount Rose.
You're a Mount Rose guy.
I'm a Mount Rose guy. It's where the snow is. That's what the bumper stickers say, anyway.
I'm a heavenly guy. We'll never get along.
Oh, man. Rivals.
I don't ski. I love ski towns, and I love the summer, what these places do in the summer. What does Mount Rose do? Because I know heavenly keeps the gondolas running, and you go to the top, and you walk or bike your way down, and they keep the restaurant open up there, too.
Yeah.
What does Mount Rose do in the summer?
I can't really speak to that because I don't go up in the summer. I think they have an alpine coaster. You know, you've seen those things where they lay down some track on the ski slopes and all that, and then they put you like it looks like a little go-kart and all that, and you hold on and you control the speed of it. And it's like I did that once at another ski resort. I'll never do that again because I almost flipped over. But, you know, I think they have some summer activities. I've not been there for a summer yet.
Do you drink coffee? It sounds like you drink a ton of coffee.
About 4 cups a day.
I'm hearing it, my friend. I'm okay. Hearing it.
Yeah.
All right. Greg Neft, do you have any questions for Greg Neft? And we'll talk old radio, too.
Yeah.
News business. I got to touch on that. I have some issues about the news business.
Oh, me too.
884-9910. Give us a call. I'm John Potter, Greg Neft, for one more segment, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:16.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local. I'm wide awake now just talking to you. As a matter of fact, now I'm tired talking to you.
did I drain your energy? I'm really
you
sorry
did.
About that.
You
oh,
did.
I'm so sorry.
This is Greg Neft, our newest employee in the KKFT, KSLV news department.
Yes.
And what will you be doing for us? I hear your excellent newscasts on Saturday morning here.
Well,
what else are you going
to
be doing?
Well, I hope to be doing quite a lot, but we're talking about what I can do for this place, and I hope to be talking with you more about that in the future because
for
I
sure.
would love to be in front of listeners again. I love being in front of listeners right now. So thank you for having me on. By the way, I it means the world to me.
To be honest, it wasn't up to me, my friend. It wasn't up to me.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
They don't ask me these things.
Thank you, Craig. But
here's the list.
But in any case, I love radio. Radio is so cool. Radio is so much fun. And
the tragedy is the younger people are drifting away from it. And I think they're already conditioned to play the Spotify and things like they don't realize what they're missing out on.
True.
There's no local news on Spotify.
No, there's not. And there's no local talk on Spotify. Local talk comes from podcasters who may or may not have broadcasting training like you and I. But
And they have an agenda. You're not really getting the full story or both sides.
No, you're not. And you're really not digging into local issues. You're really not listening to people who have concerns. I mean, went back in the day when I had my talk show, people would call in and say, Greg, did you hear about these folks that are, riding ATVs right through our neighborhood? There's nothing we can do about that. You're not going to get that on a podcast. They're not going to be talking about that sort of thing. And the number of phone calls that I took about that very topic was epic. I mean, the phone lines were jammed. So
wait a minute. On your talk show, you got phone calls?
Yes, I got phone calls. You got phone calls. I hear them.
No.
No? Oh. Well, call him. Call John Potter. What's up, guys?
I'm teasing you. I get texts.
Okay.
I get tons of texts.
Yeah.
The generation, whatever, they don't call. They don't use the handset.
Mm-hmm.
They text. You know, when I was selling a car recently, and it was a great price. I thought it would sell real fast. Put my phone number on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody texted.
Oh,
nobody. Well, one guy called, but everybody texted. Is it still available?
Well, yes, obviously.
But they wouldn't pick up the phone to ask about. The one guy who picked up the phone got the car. And all the people who texted, they kept texting, and I wrote back, and I said, the guy who called on the phone got the car. And I'm hearing this from business owners locally, that they hire these young people as employees, and they don't like to call on the phone.
Yeah.
Channel 2, I saw this. You know, they have all young staff, and they're not the most aggressive.
No, it's a different generation.
Are we going to sit and pick on our former employers? That's what I was looking forward to.
Dude, we can do that all year. I think you and I are kindred spirits in that we both had issues.
You're scaring Jerry.
Okay.
Now, let me go back to your bio.
Okay.
Greg is excited to bring his passion for journalism to FM News Talk and is dedicated to delivering trusted news coverage to Northern Nevada. Yeah, this country needs more of that trusted part.
Yeah.
Instead of the agenda-based news we get from CBS and ABC, who remind us every night that every time President Trump says something, it's quote unfounded, false, and unproven,
misconstrued. Yeah,
exactly. Mean. Now, what do you say about that? The media is slanted. And did you see that survey that came out that 7 out of 10 people don't trust the news media at all?
And that's completely warranted. I understand why they don't trust it anymore. First of all, let's talk about national all you want. But in a lot of markets. I don't know if it's this one or as much, but I see a lot of dancing news anchors. I see a lot of people, news anchors, taking selfies, eating like banana bread or something like that. It's like, it's really good. Why don't you talk about the news? Use your Facebook channel to talk about the stories you're going to cover. Don't dance. Don't dance in the morning. You shouldn't be dancing. If you see that on social media, you see these news anchors dancing and they can't dance. It's like, come on.
It's funny you bring this up. Yeah. Ryan Kanaday, I love you. I enjoyed working with you at Channel 2, but Ryan Kanaday last night was in a lip sync contest. Singing a Christmas song.
Christmas.
Well, he had a I didn't see it, but the picture shows him with a Santa hat on.
It's a little early for that, isn't it? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten past Halloween. I mean, I would have had more respect if he had wore a jack-o'-lantern or something like that.
what you said, that part doesn't bother me as much as it is. Here's my issue with local news coverage. 80% of these people are young. Okay. I was young once. I loved being young, but I was from the area that I reported on. And I think if you're going to report on Reno or Sparks or Carson City, you have to have lived here for at least, 5 years to where you know what the real issues are and know who to call when somebody comes up. These are people straight out of town. Yeah. And these young people, they don't want to stay here. They're gone after 2 years. We're here for a resume stop so they can go to a bigger market.
Yeah.
And there's no, all the oldsters got pushed out.
Yeah.
It's really me sad. And a handful of other people at Channel 2 got pushed out. And I think partly age and partly politics, because they skew very left leaning.
Really?
And this is local news, not just national.
Right.
So because they come out of college and their head is full of all these idealistic, progressive things. I was the same way when I came out of college.
Right.
And it took me years to turn conservative and understand that the problem with the news coverage nowadays is what you don't hear, what they don't cover, and what they say, like Trump, unfounded, unproven, in their news coverage.
Yeah.
Who's to say it's unproven or unfounded?
Exactly. And you're really supposed to separate yourself from the story facts. I see a lot of young journalists not doing that these days, and you're hurting your own futures. I will say, however, you brought up college, you brought up university. Mm-hmm. I will be fair to UNR. I have talked to their career placement people. I have talked to their professors. And a lot of these kids are coming into the Reynolds School of Journalism not wanting to be on TV, not wanting to be on radio. They want to be social media influencers.
Okay.
And right off the bat, that's a problem for me, because it's like, if you're trying to influence people, then you're not a journalist. You're not doing your job. Yeah. And you know, go be somewhere else. Go get yourself a camera. They're cheap. And, you know, go start your own channel. But if you're going to study journalism, understand there's both sides to it here. There's two sides to every coin. And being an influencer,
that's what turned me into a conservative. I could see they were not reporting the other side.
Yeah.
And along the lines, what you were just saying, also go out there, go out there and see the story and do the story. Yeah. And I see so many press releases masquerading as news now. There's a lot of stuff out there to report, and we just need somebody to put some footwork into it and make some phone calls and get some solutions going for our community.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm not running for office. Let me get off my podium.
Neither am I.
Anything else, Craig?
Well, you know what?
You've exhausted me.
Oh man, I'm sorry.
Now I need a nap.
And you've got a whole, what is it, another half hour to go, man? I'm sorry. But in any case, I want to thank you. Thank you for, I know you told me that, but you know what?
All right. Well, it's just great
to be back with you.
Why did you come here?
Why did I come here?
Yeah.
Because I think Fox Talk is awesome. I think that local ownership of radio and TV is something that should be happening a lot more than it is. I mean, you know, the place I used to work, they are owned by a conglomerate that's based in Atlanta. And that's where a lot of the programming decisions are made. Not Reno, Nevada, but way back east in a very large metropolitan area where they don't have any clue about the issues that are facing us right here.
Are you saying that Atlanta corporate office had control over what you were doing locally at the other station?
At that other network? Let's just say they had a strong influence about things that you're supposed to talk about. We had to sit in a meeting, a one-way Zoom meeting, where some individual
oh my gosh.
From Atlanta said, How are you handling Taylor Swift? And I'm like, I'm not. Oh dear, oh my. Was she here? Was she in Reno? No.
You didn't excite them with a broken water main on Sparks Boulevard.
I didn't excite them with Governor Joe Lombardo.
Really? So, personally, you live in Fernley.
Uh-huh, yes.
And now this I have to salute you, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not working at the other place anymore. You did not leave town. No. You stayed here, even without a full-time position. So you're committed to being in this area.
Absolutely.
So you must like it. What do you like about this area?
I love the people, first of all. I think folks here in Northern Nevada are awesome. I think they're the best, and I've loved talking to them. I've loved getting out and meeting with them. I've heard from them about what they're concerned about. And you know what? This is a great place to be. This is America's best kept secret. Right against the Sierras, beautiful mountains. Pleasant four seasons. You know, we're not like Las Vegas where we're in a desert and it's all out of control. You got people coming in from all over the world and they're like, let's go to Fat Tuesdays. No, I mean, that's what they do.
What cities have you lived in?
Let's see. Well, I came here from the Tri-Cities, Washington. Pasco, Kennewick, Richland. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's right in the center of the state. It's not the Washington state you're thinking of. It's kind of like a desert. But, you know, I've also lived in Bakersfield, California.
Oh, no. Now I know why you're here.
Hey, Bakersfield's all right. It's not their fault. The air is so bad. They're in a valley there. And I've also lived in Fargo, North Dakota. And it's kind of funny. Whenever I told people I was from Fargo, North Dakota.
Do they imitate what's her name from the movie?
Yeah. And they always say, oh, did you see the movie? I'm like, yes, I saw the movie. And every single time I would call a telemarketer would call me and say, and where am I sending this to? Fargo, North Dakota. Oh, have you seen the movie? I'm like, yes, I've seen the movie. It's a lot of fun. It was great.
Well, you're a serious guy when it comes to news, but you're a hoot to hang out with. Greg Neft, and when do we get to hear you on the radio again? Oh, it's up in 1 minute here.
I gotta go to the other studio real quick.
All right, buddy. Awesome, man. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me.
Loved it.
All right.
Let's do it again.
Good guy here. Greg Neft on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:31.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local, Saturday, 9 to noon. Having fun here. Thanks, Greg Neft. Speaking of Greg and his local newscasts, aside... from what he had for us at 11:30 this morning, just to update you on Sparks Boulevard, it is still closed. What? Between bearing and disc, and it's going to stay closed both directions for the rest of the weekend as they repair that bigger issue than thought of before, water leak. It broke Thursday, 14-inch break at Sparks Boulevard and Shadow Lane. And it's an asbestos pipe that is leaking from a previous repair. And it surprised me because I thought the asbestos was bad for water pipes, because the fibers can get into the water. There's something for a TV news person to look into. And us, too. I'm very curious. The RTC has announced they have finished doing the changes at the Legends Roundabouts project at Legends and Sparks. And if you've driven that roundabout, you no doubt knew and needed some changes. It was a how the heck did I end up in this lane roundabout? And so check it out. They have changed or modified, as they say, the two roundabouts on East Lincoln Way. Boy, did that make me nervous doing that. I just want to get to Shields, okay? And they also facilitated, love those government words, safer pedestrian crossings. So good. Maybe I'll figure how to, I mean, you know, the pedestrian. When they make these roundabouts, there's no green light, red light for you to cross. And sometimes they do forget about the pedestrians. And I find myself on some of these roundabouts walking all around them or walking the sidewalk, which is quite a distance away from the roundabout, because it used to be you could walk that intersection, but not with the roundabouts. I know, I'm old. There was a shooting in downtown Reno yesterday. Boy, it seems I say that too often, right? This one was an apparent copper wire theft at the Riverboat Inn, which I found out today is the old Gold Dust downtown Reno. That's why we have a Gold Dust West, because there was a Gold Dust downtown, and that was my place. Yeah. The federal government, the Trump administration, is getting 2.5% stakes in the Thacker Pass mine project northwest of Winnemucca after reaching a deal with the Canadian company Lithium Americas. And you and I hear a lot of squawking about how this is like socialism and such, you know, government buying into and owning shares of private companies, you know. But isn't this better than the old way, where government would just shell out the grants and give the company tax breaks and other giveaways for private projects? Finally, we get a piece of the pie and the government can get their money back, sharing in the profits, or sell, you know, 10% later, maybe hold on and make a big profit and then sell it. The CBS and the ABC cartel never seem to bring that up. Okay, shutdown. Our Nevada Congressman Mark Amadei criticized and blamed Senate Democrats for the federal government shutdown yesterday, arguing that shutdowns, quote, don't solve anything. Yeah, that is strange. I mean, they could have signed an extension and they would have had another few weeks to work it out. But instead, you want to close the government? And so in the meantime, again, today in the news, folks, you will hear politicians and pundits whacking on the subject of this government shutdown till they're blue in the face. And here's the deal. I don't want to get like kicked out of the Run My Mouth Club again, but I don't give a darn. You know, as you get up in the morning this week, was anything different? Aside from the weather, did you, as you went to work, as you got the kids off to school, as you cooked dinner, was anything different Monday, Wednesday, this morning? And, you know, I know they're shutting down national parks. Well, you know, I wasn't planning to go to Yellowstone next week, so I'm okay. It'll be fine.
Well, John, don't you know there's a massive government workforce not working?
Yeah, maybe there shouldn't be a massive government workforce.
But, John, don't you know that this shows very poor organization by our politicians?
Really? This is the thing that makes you think politicians are poorly organized? So, yeah, no, I'm not bothered by this, you know, that happened. The argument and the fight all the time and the shutting down to the government over the course of my years has happened quite a few times. Most recently, it was a while back in 2018, but they shut down for 35 days in 2013. They shut down for 16 days. I think that was the 90s, mid-90s, I think 95. They shut down for 21 days, and pretty much most of us survived, right? There were no volcanoes. There were no earthquakes. Jesus didn't come back and take the good people away with him. It was just like the sun came up and it was up for a while. Then it went down. I think we still get Christmas. Everybody got to have a birthday. There wasn't rioting in the streets. It was okay. It was fine. And it's going to be fine now. Basically, the Congress, as you know, has gotten in the habit of this. Instead of like passing a budget, they, you know, tie up, you know, they put a whole bunch of like cobbling together a sort of grand masterpiece of legislation called a continuing resolution, which essentially said, you know what, let's just leave everything the way it is for 2 months. Let's go to November 21st and we'll just spend exactly the way we're spending now. No add-ons, no takeaways, no change of anything, but we've agreed on this current mode of spending. Let's just continue that for two more months and continue negotiations to come up with a good deal. So that's what the Republicans said, and that's what passed the House. And then it got to the Senate, and the Democrats said, no, we want to add on. We want this extended. We want more of this, more of that, more spending. Folks like you and I, bums like you and I, go out there and pay more and more for of other people's health care, people who will probably wake up here in about 1 or 2 in the afternoon and see if the EBT loaded this morning. I don't know. But that's what the Democrats wanted. 55 people in the Senate voted for the Republican continuing resolution, but they needed 60. And Chuck Schumer told the Democrats not to vote for it. I think that was Tuesday. And so the government shut down. And who gives a crap? I'm sorry, I don't. Okay, good time for a break. Yes, we'll take phone calls now. 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 9 to noon, 775-884-9910. Back shortly, FM News Talk time, 1145.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, welcome back, welcome back. John Potter, live and local. Thank you so much for making this a habit of tuning in. If you do, Saturdays 9 to noon on these radio stations, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Let's go to the phones, 884-9910. We'll speak to Pat calling from Reno. Hey, Pat, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, John. I wanted to make a comment on the Thacker Pass lithium mine. I'm not sure how to verify this, but I read in the Epoch Times newspaper a number of months ago that a controlling interest of the Canadian mine that's mining that lithium is owned by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. So I never hear that mentioned anywhere, but if that's so, it's something that I think is pretty dangerous stuff.
I'll look into that, Pat. It doesn't surprise me when people say, I haven't heard anything about that. The news media picks and chooses, of course, except for the Epoch Times. Mm-hmm. I get the Epoch Times. I find it reliable and trustworthy, and I don't doubt that this is possible. Certainly, it's a Canadian company, and they can take all the Chinese investments that they want. No, haven't heard that. I'll have to read that. I appreciate your call, my friend. Okay, let's check the texts. 884-9910. John, roundabouts are terrible on busy streets like Kitski. Are there any streets where there... No, I'm not going to. Okay, here's another one, and reading this, okay, this is clever. You know, somebody's talking about a great event today. John, thank you for the great weather report. It sounds like a great day for the annual Whiskey Harvest Festival at Frey Ranch Farmers, Distillers, and Ranchers. I got this text from Colby Frey, pronounced Frey, rhymes with day. This Saturday, today, should be fun. It's our annual Whiskey Harvest Festival. We will have a live band, cocktails, 10 to 15 craft vendors, ice cream trucks, and the .com or the Com Cannons. Okay. Appreciate the text and very clever marketing. I salute you. Okay. Next text. I get more texts and calls. I think that's standard with any industry nowadays. Can Greg repeat about that beach property? Thanks. Yeah, those were, he went, you know, yeah, we'll talk maybe next Saturday if we have time about that. It's very tempting when you go to another country like the Philippines or Costa Rica or where he went, Dominican Republic, and see the prices for beachfront property compared to here. But don't leave us, okay? You just stay where you are. Somebody also texting asking, can you tell us about this study that said 70% don't trust the news media? Okay, and I dug it out. You can Google this, and I'm reading the article right now. Americans' confidence in the mass media has edged down to a new low, with just 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust in newspapers, television, and radio to report the news fully, accurately, and fairly. This is down from 31% last year and 40% 5 years ago. Republicans' confidence in the news media has dropped to single digits, 8%, for the first time in the trend. Meanwhile, 7 in 10 U.S. adults now say they have, quote, not very much confidence or none at all in our national news media. Why do you think that is, folks? And what thing have you seen reported that got your antenna up? Hey, they're not telling the whole story. Wait a minute, that's not true. Or that's not how it happened. Or otherwise mistrusted a story. I have way too many examples to count. You know, it's gotten to the point when we watch ABC or CBS, I spot this sentence, that word, that slant, that story construction that, for example, paints easiest target here, President Trump or other Republicans as basically an evil force. This new media study, I think Gallup did the numbers on this, says over 70% of the American public trusted the news media in the mid-70s. And the media since then has gone from over 70%, we trust you, to over 70%, or what is the number here? Okay, I passed through it here. It's about, okay, 70%. Now, don't trust the news media. And the media blew it, obviously. Confidence in the mass media is historically low, with fewer than 3 in 10 Americans now placing trust in newspapers, television, and radio to report the news fully, fairly, and accurately. Enough said. You know the fellow who shot up that church in Michigan last Sunday and what the people of that faith have done? They're not using GoFundMe. There's some other kind of similar deal. But they set up a fundraising campaign for his family, the shooter's family. He had a wife and at least one child, possibly more. But so far, the people of that religion have contributed some $200,000 with a goal of $500,000 to help support that family of the man who came in and murdered their people and burned down their building, all because he hated them because of their religion. Thousands of members of this church from across the globe pouring in donations for the family of the man who called them the Antichrist and just burned down one of their chapels and killed their fellow members. They're now helping the killer's widow and 10-year-old son who has a rare genetic disorder. And I think that is the right way, a great way to respond. And it reminds me maybe 15, 20 years ago, there was an Amish school that was shot up by a guy, and that Amish congregation took up money to help his family and the gunman's family. That's the way Christians roll. And you're going to see on the news every night a lot of bad things and a lot of bad people choosing evil. They're going to shoot up this church. They're going to go after that Catholic school. They're going to gun down this guy, give it a talk. There's going to be crime in our streets. There are going to be wrecked cars. There's going to be home invasions. But who we are, who America is, are the men and women who come out and help, who are already, you know, rarely, I would say, rarely talked about in the news. You know, it reminded me, you know, the observation this week of the Las Vegas shooting tragedy. The date was this week, and it reminded me of a lot of things that the media never talked about because they were so busy using it to push for gun control. And what most people don't know about the October 1st Vegas mass shooting are the stories of the police cruisers that filled up with as many victims as they could when it happened, car after car rushing them to Sunrise Hospital, civilians put victims in their pickup trucks and rushed them there, hospital staff showed up without being called. The trauma team at Sunrise performed 28 surgeries to stop internal bleeding and 67 operations in the first 24 hours. There was a retired Army colonel and surgeon at the concert. He never left the scene. He and another concert goer tore down fencing to use as makeshift gurneys to carry victims out. At the first news of that tragedy, at the sound of that alarm, people left everything behind to be of service in saving a life. Countless fundraisers were held in Vegas restaurants for the victims since then. That's who Americans are, and that is who Nevadans are. Okay, time's already up. I had a great time. Thank you, my guests, especially Greg Neft. You're a hoot, and it's going to be so fun to work with Greg Neft here in our news department at 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Phil, thank you so much for filling in, running the show from Carson City. And folks are interested in sometimes us, you know, and people wanted to know what Phil looked like. So we posted new news people biographies on our website, 99.1 FM.
You don't look at me.
Well, you sent the picture in, didn't you?
I did.
And that was the best picture.
Yep.
No makeup, nothing. All right. Hey, thanks, Phil. Appreciate it. Have a good trip, and I'll see you again next week sometime. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Join us again next Saturday morning, starting at 9 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend. Love you all. Take care. Fox News next. Bye-bye.